The snow was coming down slowly, very slowly and delicately. It's the snow coming down. It's about -5, -10 degrees centigrade. But it's not cold enough, in other words, you're shivering. No, you can walk just fine. Young boy, about 10 years old, 11 years old, walking downtown with his parents. His parents say, come, come, you have to see this, you have to see this. And the boy says, what do you mean see? What am I supposed to see? Take a look at the windows. The windows. It's dark outside. I know. But wait to see what's behind the window. In the window. Like Alice in Wonderland. In the window? I said. Yeah. Come, you have to see this. You have to see this. The boy slowly goes towards the window. And inside is magic. I say to my parents, what kind of magic is this? The toys are moving. Moving trains, moving arms, moving legs, moving eyes. Everything is moving behind the window. The parents say, this is Christmas. Christmas window. Christmas window. What is a Christmas window? During Christmas time, a certain store in downtown Toronto, in this case, Eaton's and Simpson's, had famous, famous Christmas windows. Inside the windows were displaying all kinds of toys. The little boys and girls, just like myself and my sisters. I could buy this, I could buy that. Small toys, big toys. Loud toys, quiet toys. All kinds of toys. And the toys were all moving. We had miniature Ferris wheels. We had trains going around. We had armies of this, armies of that. All kinds of dolls, soldiers. All kinds of people, athletes. All toys. But the key is the toys all moved. Yeah. Someone created a little world within worlds of all these toys moving. Amazing. So just imagine standing there with your eyes wide open like this at 9 years old going, wow, look at this. Somebody had to create all these things. I was only 9 at the time. The same year I started working as a part-time busboy in a restaurant. There I am, 9 years old, going on the outside. I could even hear people talking about it, and I could smell hot chocolate in their cups as they're walking by, looking at the windows. It was magic in front of me. All these beautiful displays. Just imagine. We had Christmas lights everywhere, twinkles of this, tinkles of that, all kinds of bells and things moving inside. It was a magical place, even though it was inside the window of a store. And I could hear people in the back going, yelling and screaming at their parents, can I buy one, mommy? Can you get me one? Can you get me one? Please, 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 please. And their parents going, not yet. It's not Christmas yet. No, I'm not Christian, but I love the decorations. I love the music. And when I'm 9 years old, looking at all these things, you go, wow. Just imagine all these things. Wow. Who did this? Some magical being did all this? How did these toys come to life? It's unbelievable. My parents are looking at me, I'm looking at my parents, and they're going like this. They're going, yeah, you see? Imagination, Brian, can do many, many things. Just imagine. This is Led in ESL. Just imagine stories. Till next time. Bye-bye.